Greetings, I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your weekly go-to for everything superannuation news in Australia. Today, we're recapping the industry's highlights of the week, right from Friday, October the 24th, through to today, October 31st, 2025. Big shakeups in the superannuation industry this past week, making it clear that fund performance remains a hot topic. In an effort to aid Australians in enhancing their retirement savings, the government has presented significant regulatory changes that will put underperforming funds in the spotlight. The essence is straightforward. Ensure you are in a top-performing fund or switch before it hits your retirement savings. A new comparison tool coming soon on the federal government's website, so watch this space for more updates. In other news, key players in the industry are advocating for the comprehensive review of superannuation in Australia. Concerns being raised about the current settings not aligning with the needs of modern Australians. The call for change primarily stems from concerns regarding fund transparency, performance, and fees. Many are optimistic, believing a review of this magnitude opens doors for constructive dialogue on enhancing the super system. Also, devout followers of the super will be aware that a rate hike was set in place earlier this July, increasing compulsory employer contributions from 9.5% to 10%, part of the government's ongoing strategy to ensure Australians are well-equipped for retirement. Let's see what influence this will have on retirement savings over the next year. And finally, in a nod to the digital age, a new superannuation fintech startup has emerged, vowing to revolutionize the way Australians engage with their funds. Promising an engaging interface and more control over investment options, this could be a game changer for younger individuals looking to take charge of their super. That wraps up our superannuation news for this week. To delve deeper into these announcements, stay connected to Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for joining me, Paige Estrotori, with your Superannuation News Weekly Wrap. Catch you next Friday for more updates.